what our plans are for our congressional rules regarding sessions and meetings and being electronic versus in person. I did reach out to, I haven't heard back yet from the judicial branch on what their plans are moving forward, but I did reach out to executive branch. The employees at the executive branch are all back at work in the office 100%. I know that we received a memo that the casino central services are all back in the office. The gaming board is actually going back to face-to-face meetings this week. Their first meeting face-to-face will be tomorrow. We've had the vaccine available at the clinic for all of those individuals that have wanted to get it. All of our districts are dancing, and so it was just time to open up the discussion, and I wanted to hear from the rules and ethics on what we are thinking moving forward. So I'll open up the floor to any of the committee members or any of the members that are here in the office, and if they've got any comments.
Chair Goodfox?
Yes, Congressman King.
I second your statements. I think that since everyone else is, and like you said, we've had the vaccine available, and I think it would be better and more conducive to Congress to have us all come back physically for moving forward into the fall. So I know I only speak as one congressman, but that's just my take as of right now in mid-May. So thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Madam Chair.
Congressman Bighorst.
Yes, ma'am. I too am ready to move forward and cautiously move forward and start back in person, keeping in mind that there are new variants that are cropping up, and you know, we may have to go back to this. Don't know. It's all in, as you all know, it's all in the Lord's hands. And but I am for, with the numbers being down like they are, and as has been mentioned, the vaccination is out there. Hopefully everybody wants it and everybody's getting it. And we can still mask if we feel uncomfortable. So I feel fine going back in person. But as I said, cautiously. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Any other member of the any other member of Congress? Well, I just wanted to say also, we're in a unique situation where our rules have to be, you know, voted on to change it. We have to make the recommendation from this committee, and then from there, of course, it goes to the floor where we need the members to vote on that. It's not like the executive or judicial branch where it's a policy and procedure that can be made by one person or a few people. We all have to, you know, get behind the congressional rule change. So since we are I don't have language drafted to change everything back the way that we had it, and we have until noon. I could actually probably get some language from Trey that we could at least talk about, and then we could have a rules and ethics meeting next week, which we would still be virtual because, again, the rules have not been changed, but we could at least have a meeting next Monday to get language that we can get behind and then put it to the body of Congress next week when we're in session, because we have to be in session to vote, for all of us to vote on that. Saying that anything that the committee or members here would like to see in the language that I work with Trey on, because what I think we can plan to do is recess for just a brief 20 or 30 minutes, and I can work with Trey, and then we can come back and talk about what that language might say. So does anyone have any suggestions or...
Chair Goodfox?
Congressman King?
Yeah, that sounds good. I was going to say that, because I remember when we worked on those to change it to remote, so I'll go back and look during this recess at what we changed, and like you said, you can work with Trey, and then we can come back.
Okay.
And how the revised, what the revised version, just a rough draft, would look like.
Okay. Congressman Bighorst, did you have anything?
Yes, Madam Chair. And in the meantime, if there's any other Congress people out there that are interested in what we're doing, they need to speak up, because this will move pretty quickly.
Agree. Okay. Well, Trey.
I just wanted to comment on the plan to have a Rules Committee meeting during the special session would require us to have that put on the proclamation, so we'd have to submit another amended proclamation.
Okay, so I will send, I will talk with the speaker and see if that's something we can all get behind to amend the proclamation, the special session proclamation, for us to address this. Otherwise, we would have to have a special session just for this, and if we're already going to be around, then we might be able to have a meeting and have rules come out.
Madam Chair.
Congressman King, or Big Horse.
Yes, ma'am. I anticipate another special session or two during this this new funding of the ARP. Before September, I think we're going to have probably another one in July and possibly August. I may be wrong, but there's a lot of money that's going to be needed to be appropriated.
Okay. Thank you. No. Well, I mean, we're going to take a break here in a minute and
recess. Chair Goodfox?
Congressman King?
Is Trey still there?
Yes, he is.
The fixes aren't that cumbersome, are they? I mean, just the actual going in and changing what we did change, or does he just kind of have an estimate of what that would entail?
There were several provisions, I want to say around five or six, throughout the rules of Congress that prohibited certain things being done by electronic means, and that those were the ones that were changed. So I'll have to go back and see what the changes were and present probably what the language was back last year around this time versus what we have right now.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, well, the chair will entertain a recess until 10:45. We're scheduled till noon, and that'll allow for me to talk with Trey. And so let's, chair will entertain a brief recess till 10:45.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say yes.
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 Thank you. We're in recess. We'll come back at 10:45.